Saturday edition of the show, and as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You know those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you money for their websites. We give it all away at freetalklive.com, so enjoy. It's all free. Once again, freetalklive.com. I want to start things out here tonight with what is a pretty shockingly inspirational story.
Really? I love inspirational stories.
And the writer of the story, Mr. Scott Adams, who happens to be also the creator of Dilbert, I think probably read by millions.
I do love Dilbert. It's if I turn in the paper, the first thing I read is Dilbert. The second thing I read is Sally Forth.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I know Sally Forth's a little gay, but I like it.
It's not so. It's really not so bad. They've got some pretty good humor.
Yeah, the rest of them I just don't have much use for.
Dilbert is a pretty sharp cartoon, but this is not about Dilbert the cartoon.
What happened to Far Side is what I want to know.
He went out at the top of his game, like he should have.
God,
Gary Larson.
That was good.
Him and Calvin Hobbs guy, too, he went out at the top of his game as well.
Too.
So this is not about the cartoons. This is not about cartoons. This is not about the
comics.
The comics. This is about Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert. And, you know, Scott actually did our show prep for us here by wrapping his entire story up with an excellent question. And I'll ask the question before we tell the story. The question is, what is the happiest moment of your life? The number is 1-800-259-9231. What is the happiest moment of your life? All right, so here's why he's asking that question. Good news day. This is from yesterday. This is fresh. As regular readers of my blog know, I lost my voice about 18 months ago. Permanently.
Really?
It's something exotic called spasmodic dysphonia. Essentially, a part of the brain that controls speech just shuts down in some people. Usually after you strain your voice during a bout with allergies, in my case, or some other sort of normal laryngitis. It happens to people in my age bracket. So I asked my doctor, a specialist for this condition, how many people have ever gotten better from spasmodic dysphonia? Guess how many?
Zero.
Zero. While there's no cure, painful Botox injections through the front of the neck and into the vocal cords can stop the spasms for a few months.
That means you can speak?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That weakens the muscles that otherwise spasm, but your voice becomes breathy and weak, so it's still not really restoring you to your former brilliance. The weirdest part of this phenomenon is that speech is processed in different parts of the brain depending on the context. So people with this problem can often sing, but they can't talk.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it really is.
So this is kind of, it's a little similar to stuttering. As my understanding is that stutterers can sing well, fine, mm-hmm. without having to worry about stuttering, but when they talk, they stutter.
In my case, I could do my
normal. Mel Tillis, is that the guy that had the stuttering problem?
No, I don't know.
I think
John Stossel had a stuttering problem, and he defeated it. In my case, I could do my normal professional speaking to large crowds, but I could barely whisper and grunt while off stage. And most people with this condition report that they have the most trouble talking on the telephone or when there's background noise. Now, I can speak normally alone, but not around others. That makes it sound like a social anxiety problem, but it's really just a different context, because I could easily sing to those same people.
Hmm.
Isn't this bizarre?
Strange disease.
Right, there's very specific circumstances where your voice just isn't working. He goes on, I stopped getting the Botox shots because although they allowed me to talk for a few weeks at a time, my voice was too weak for public speaking. So at least until the fall speaking season ended, I chose to maximize my onstage voice at the expense of being able to speak in person. My family and friends have been great. They read my lips as best they can. They lean in to hear the whispers. They guess. They put up with my 6 tries to say one word. It's got to be frustrating. And my personality is completely altered. My normal wittiness now becomes slow and deliberate. And often,
it's not witty when you can't deliver it right.
Yeah.
Precisely
and on time and
unfortunately, and it's got to be very tough if you're a witty guy.
Right.
That's part of your personality. It's something you've come to rely on. So if you can't do it, man, that's going to be very frustrating.
Often, when it takes effort to speak a word intelligibly, the wrong word comes out because too much of my focus is on the effort of talking instead of the thinking of what to say. I mean, you and I, Mark, we take it for granted here every night on Free Talk Live. We do a radio show 6 nights a week, and you know, it's 3 hours a night of just continuous blah.
Well, I'm gonna be talking anyway. I might as well talk into a microphone.
Well,
I've just got a big mouth.
I presume you'd be talking a little less if you weren't on a radio show.
Probably true.
And we sit here and we stumble and we stutter from time to time, and we'll stutter a bit.
Oh, shoot.
But we manage.
Rush stutters.
Sure he does.
Yeah, just
listen to him. Just listen to the pros. They all stutter.
They do.
But that's just because you don't have the time to put together the perfect thought, and you're on the spot. You've got to spit it out. And we take it for granted every single night, and he can't do any of it.
Mm.
Unless he wanted to sing his entire life. To state the obvious, he says, so a lot of the
things... I would think that you would learn to sort of sing halfway. You know, just sort of sing-speak.
Okay, let's finish the story here. So a lot of the things that came out of my mouth, frankly, made no sense. To state the obvious, much of life's pleasure is diminished when you can't speak. It has been tough. But have I mentioned that I'm an optimist? Just because no one has ever gotten better from spasmodic dysphonia before doesn't mean that I can't be the first. So every day, for months and months, I tried new tricks to regain my voice. I visualized speaking correctly. And repeatedly told myself that I could. Affirmations.
Good idea. I used
self-hypnosis. I used voice therapy exercises. I spoke in higher pitches, or changing pitches. I observed when my voice worked best and when it was worst, and looked for patterns. I tried speaking in foreign accents. I tried singing some words that were especially hard. My theory was that the part of my brain responsible for normal speech was still intact, but for some reason it had become disconnected from the neural pathways to my vocal cords.
I guess that makes sense.
Which is consistent with any expert's best guess of what's happening with spasmodic dysphonia.
It's interesting that the experts don't even know.
It's somewhat mysterious, he says. Maybe it doesn't happen to a whole bunch of people. And so I reasoned that there was some way to remap that connection.
I've certainly never heard of it.
All I needed to do was find the type of speaking or context most similar, but still different enough from normal speech that still worked. Once I could speak in that slightly different context, I would continue to close the gap between my different context speech, or the different context speech, and normal speech until my neural pathways remapped. Well, that was my theory. But I'm no brain surgeon. The day before yesterday, while helping on a homework assignment, I noticed I could speak perfectly in rhyme. Rhyme was a context that I hadn't considered.
But rhyme has to be kind of difficult. I would have a difficult time thinking of words that rhymed with every sentence that I said.
A poem isn't singing, and it isn't regular talking. But for some reason, the context is just different enough from normal speech that my brain handled it fine.
Hmm.
So the connection from normal speech to the vocal cords, not working. But the connection from rhyme speech or poem speech to the vocal cords, working. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack jumped over the candlestick. I repeated it dozens of times, partly because I could. It was effortless, even though it was similar to regular speech, and I enjoyed repeating it, hearing the sound of my own voice working almost flawlessly. I longed for that sound and the memory of normal speech. Perhaps the rhyme took me back to my own childhood, or maybe it's just plain catchy. I enjoyed repeating it more than I should have. Then something happened. My brain remapped. My speech returned. Not 100%, but close, like a car starting up on a cold winter night. And so I talked that night,
wow,
a lot, and all the next day. A few times I felt my voice slipping away, so I repeated the nursery rhyme and turned it back and tuned it back in. By the following night, my voice was almost completely normal.
Wow.
When I say my brain remapped, that's the best description I have. During the worst of my voice problems, I would know in advance that I couldn't get a word out. It was as if I could feel the lack of connection between my brain and my vocal cords. But suddenly, yesterday, I felt the connection again. It wasn't just being able to speak, it was knowing how. The knowing part returned. I still don't know if it's permanent, but I do know that for one day I got to speak normally, and this is one of the happiest days of my life. But enough about me. He says, leave me a comment, and I'm saying call in at 800-259-9231 telling us your happiest moment of your life. This is your show, and of course you can bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms.
Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Henderson from Midas. Today is October 27, 2006. Gold opened at $598.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $624.64. Again, that's $624.64 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. You bring up whatever's on your mind if you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is free. We give it away. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies sent us their validated photo, and you can see them for yourself. And ladies, you can also add yourself to the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Hey, register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd to 25th, this coming 2007, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. That's freestateproject.org freetalklive.com/libertyforum.
And that's where John Stossel is going to speak, right?
He is going to be speaking there.
That's going to be a big deal.
And I believe I'm going to be on the media panel, which is going to be fun.
What about me?
I think you're going to be on the air with me.
Yeah.
Which you should be happy.
Nobody wants to hear what the hell I have to say.
All right, so 800-259-9231, what's the happiest day of your life? That's the question that Scott Adams has asked. He's the creator of Dilbert, and what an amazing story. We just read it, first segment of the show. If you missed it, you can catch it in the archives tonight at freetalklive.com. But just to recap, he came down with something called spasmodic dysphonia, which essentially eliminates one of the ways that you speak. It doesn't destroy your voice. It just, there's like some sort of a weird disconnect between your brain and your vocal cords. So, for instance, he could sing, but he couldn't speak. He could rhyme, but he couldn't speak. He could speak publicly, like loudly in front of an audience, but he couldn't speak quietly with friends. It's just a bizarre, bizarre disorder.
It is very strange.
And it's such an inspirational story because he points out that he's an optimist. It was months for him like this, in this condition. But he believed that he could defeat it. And he did. He figured out a way around it. He practiced. He found that he could rhyme, which was closest to his normal speech. And he started rhyming to get used to it and sort of spun that over time into actually bringing his normal speech back.
Practice, practice.
As he puts it, he essentially remapped his brain. He believed that the neural pathways between his brain and his normal speech patterns, as far as his vocal cords are concerned, had just disconnected somehow. Some weird thing had happened, and they were gone. So he worked a new pathway, essentially. I mean, just it's so inspirational in that we really just don't know how powerful the human mind can be. And I think this is one of those stories where it's just...
Or how strange its dysfunctions can be.
That's true. Or how much control we can take that we might not have thought that we could take over our lives and over our health. And I'm not a, you know, holistic dude. I'm not somebody who's into all that stuff. But this is absolutely fascinating. And he asks, what is the happiest moment in your life? 800-259-9231. But I'm looking at his blog post, and as you might imagine, there's hundreds and hundreds of responses here from his readers. He said, one of the guys says, you might want to compare notes with Steve Wozniak of Apple Computer. He tells the story of being injured in a plane crash and being unable to access much of his memory. The doctors told him it might return in time, but he sat down and, in his own terms, quote, thought my brain from a zero to a one state, unquote. He was able to make an almost complete and surprisingly rapid recovery. And I think it's so important to talk about this because it really brings out the power of suggestion. And when a doctor says to somebody, a doctor in a position of authority, well, looks like you're going to have 6 months. Well, looks like you're going to be deaf for the rest of your life. Or it looks like you're not going to be able to speak forever. You know, if somebody in a position of authority says something like that to you, people will take that to heart.
Yeah.
And they'll believe them. So if Steve Wozniak had believed that maybe his memory would return in time and there's nothing I can do about it but sit and hope, then maybe it never would have returned. Maybe if he hadn't taken that extra proactive step of really sort of reaching into his mind to reconnect those pathways or build new ones, maybe he wouldn't have been successful at all. Same thing with Scott Adams. If he hadn't been an optimist and hadn't worked at it and believed that he could change it back on his own, he probably would still not be able to talk today. And I just think it's really important for people to keep this sort of positive mindset as they go through life. Some of the most tragic things can occur to people. I mean, losing limbs, obviously that's not going to grow back. I mean, at least I don't think so.
It does seem unlikely, but
brain's pretty darn powerful, but I think there's a limit to what it can do. But nonetheless,
well, thinking there's a limit will cause there to be a limit.
Okay, that's true. But nonetheless, I still think it's important to stay positive and to live your life as best as you possibly can. Even if you can't speak, find the pleasure in the things that you can do and increase the pleasure there. You know, they say that if you lose a sense, then your other senses just become more finely tuned, if you will. So just encouraging people to stay positive, because there's no point in being negative. And I remember talking to, I think, somebody that worked as a an EMS, emergency medical technician, or EMT, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling me that when somebody is critically injured in an accident, they're trained to, when they get them on the stretcher, when they're, you know, setting them up, getting them ready to get on the stretcher and go to the hospital, they're trained to tell them things like, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Even if the person's, you know, got a huge gash in their stomach and pouring blood and guts out of themselves, the EMTs will still tell them, even if the EMT is looking at the person and going, oh, man, there's no way this guy's not going to make it to the hospital.
Right. It's not their job to say that, right, something like that. It's their job to give encouragement.
Exactly. Because at some subconscious level, even though you might just be out of it, just, you know, you might just be totally gone. At some subconscious level, your brain's still listening to what people are saying around you. And if that person in that position of authority, that EMT, is saying, he's not going to make it, Jim, well, you probably won't make it to the hospital. But if they say things like, yeah, he's going to make it, he looks like he'll be all right, then something kicks in on the inside that you don't have full control over. And you might just make it to the hospital, and you might just, you know, wake up the next day. What's your most happiest moment? 800-259-9231. We go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hi, hey, Dave.
Or should I say...
Okay.
I don't know.
Aren't you guys going to encourage me that I'm going to make it?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. You're going to make it, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, answering your question, yeah, sure, I remember the happiest moment in my life. You may not actually believe what I have to tell you related to that, though, that just happened to happen today.
Really?
I think like most men, the happiest moment of my life had to do with being with a particular woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a fight a while back, and today I happened to call her to let her know about something that was going to happen to me that's maybe not, most people wouldn't consider it a good thing.
Uh-oh.
And we kind of made up, you know, so that was kind of a similar thing, you know, having a fight and then calling someone to tell them something bad that had happened to you and making up. It was a very cool thing.
I think when you consider the moments of your life, I think people tend to give weight, a little more weight, to things that have happened more recently. But
I think it does happen.
But definitely thank you for sharing. You're not going to be arrested or anything, right, Dave?
Something like that, and I'll tell you the rest of the story after the break.
All right, hang on. 800-259-9231. Oh, my goodness. We're coming back with more. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring in whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there for your downloading convenience. So if you've missed a moment, no excuses. Go get it for free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes we have an audience composed of people who aren't too happy with the two big parties. And he's not either. And he sounds pretty mad about it sometimes. It's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to DanCarlin.com. That's DanCarlin.com.
Now, coming up, we've got some more serious stuff to talk about, but I'm still talking about the happiest day of your life. What was it? What happened? I could share mine, and it's going to be a little cheesy. It was probably the first time I saw my current girlfriend. That was probably the happiest day. And you can think about yours if you like, Mark. We're going to go to Dave in New Hampshire to finish his story. Dave, who said that his happiest day was apparently today when you kissed and made up with your, I presume, girlfriend, was it?
Well, sort of. Actually, I mean, I'm not saying today was my happiest day. I'm just saying that today I just happened to make up with a gal who I feel like I had my happiest day with
in the past.
And we had a fight. And the best thing is, this is what I love. I think the IRS helped make this happen.
What is happening, Dave? Because I don't know. What is going on?
I just basically called an old friend to let her know what's going to happen to me on November 13th. And that is, I am supposed to appear in federal court after doing my silent demonstration at the Nashua IRS office.
They're coming after you now. They're not going to wait 2 weeks. Oh, okay.
They have charged me with handing out handbills on federal property.
Oh, no.
And so I've been calling.
Wait. Is that the same charge as Russell Canning?
Pretty much.
Okay.
It's similar. I guess the point I'm trying to make is I had been calling friends and letting them know about it. And I thought, well, I'll just call this one old friend who I haven't been speaking to forever and tell her about it. And, it led me to reach out to people maybe I haven't reached out to in a while that I should.
So,
I'm going to just say, the way I'm going to look at it is the IRS helped me make up with old friends. I'm just going to look at it that way.
That's a nice positive way to spin what could end up being a jail sentence for you, Dave.
Anything's possible.
Now, just to recap what happened, I guess it was about 3 months ago at this point, Russell Canning here in Keene, New Hampshire, one of our neighbors, was arrested for going to the IRS office with flyers in hand with the intention of handing one of them to the bureaucrats inside. Now, he actually never made it into the building, and he ended up spending 2 weeks in jail. He didn't sign any documents that they gave him. He was pretty non-cooperative, and they ended up just basically letting him out after 2 weeks of hard time, basically. Now, the same thing sounds like it's going to happen to you. What incident was this tied to? You make a habit of going around from bureaucrat office to hand out, to hold a sign silently, and you also have pamphlets that you will also give out should you have the opportunity. What particular incident do you believe led to this?
Well, after they came down so hard on Russell, I went and did something similar to what Russell had done to support Russell.
And
give them a sense that this movement was spreading.
And that's and it was that event that encouraged the ICE guy, was it, to contact you? Basically a federal law enforcement agent got in touch with you, said he wanted to meet up with you. You guys met in a parking lot somewhere with some people around to witness it, where this guy attempted to hand you a citation, I believe it was called, because you went on to federal property and attempted to hand somebody a flyer, which is just outrageous that this is a crime in America, where we have the First Amendment. Mark, if you could pull that up, let's just remind people what that pesky First Amendment has to say about freedom of speech.
Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, prohibiting free exercise thereof, or abridging freedom of speech.
Ah, see, I know how they got around it. Congress didn't make a law in this case. The bureaucrats created a regulation.
Yeah, it's interesting how the non-elected bureaucrats can make these rules, call them, enforce them as laws, and punish people with prison time with them.
So now you're going to be going in to court, is it, on the 13th? What exactly is going down on the 13th, Dave?
It's a hearing. And, of course, like I said, I could have just paid the $125 fine, but I have not yet done so. And I also have not filed an appeal because I feel like taking either action would be if I filed the appeal, I would be sort of forcing taxpayers to pay for my appeal. And if I paid the money, then I would be going along with something unconstitutional.
So
it seemed like the appropriate thing to do was not do anything and see what they did next. What that was they sent a citation to my home. And
for the same amount.
My address. And then they, and the citation gives me a day I have to appear in court.
So where is this going to be, federal court in Concord?
November 13th, federal court in Concord at 55 Pleasant Street. We'd love to have demonstrators. It's going to be 9 in the morning is when we'll have our demonstration.
Okay.
And then I go in an half an hour. Or I go in an hour and a half later for
10:30
for the hearing. Yeah.
Now details, I presume, are at nhfree.com for those that want to learn more.
That's correct.
All right, nhfree.com.
You know, if nothing else, this will at least draw more attention to what Russell did and to the other bad things that they are doing.
To just the outrageous state of affairs in this country. The idea that somebody can be charged with, what's the crime again? Handing out, distributing handbills on federal property?
Word for word, the citation is distribution of handbills. That's what I'm charged with.
Despicable. Dave, keep us up to date on any new developments, and we'll, of course, keep our listeners up to date on what happens here. Thank you for the call, sir.
Going to do a big free state party next.
Awesome. See ya. 800-259-9231. Wow. Wow, Mark. Twice now. Russell Canning arrested. Now Dave arrested.
Apparently you can't protest the IRS or you go to jail.
Apparently not. Oh, well, you can protest them, just not anywhere near the IRS. So you can go, you know, outside on the public sidewalk, maybe, and hand out things there. Maybe you'd be okay with that. But going into the office and handing them a piece of paper that's not an IRS form, apparently that's a violation of the regulation.
And they've broken no laws. I mean, all they are is rules that the IRS made up.
Presumably. I mean, there may be a law. Who knows?
Even so, the spirit of the law would be that it's passing out handbills.
Yeah.
Advertisements for things. This is something directly to do with working for the IRS.
You mean the content on the handbill?
Right.
I mean,
this is a protest.
Yeah, he wasn't going in there handing out coupons or anything. He was handing them his opinion on what they are doing as tax people. And we'll keep you up to date on this story as it develops. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So if you've got your favorite or your happiest moment, like Alex does in British Columbia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Gentlemen, I think everybody should take today as their happiest moment. You know, a day that you've got free and, you know, you can wake up and go outside and do whatever the heck you want before they implement this North American Union that looks like coming down the toilet.
Well, that's a nice, positive, healthy outlook. Every day is your happiest day. That's definitely a good way to approach life.
It is, because 3 years ago I bought a motorcycle that had a bit too much horsepower, you know, too much horsepower, not enough brain cells, and and I crashed her and didn't tell my folks that I had this bike. It was a 2000 Suzuki Teal 1000R. Beautiful piece of machinery. So,
well, it was.
I save up for this bike and crash it. I ended up doing $2,000 worth of damage to a Park 88 Buick Celebrity with my head.
Ooh. Oh!
So I end up in emergency. They had to drill a hole in my skull to relieve all the pressure on my brain. And my mom gets this phone call saying, you guys better get down here because your son's got a 99% chance of not making it through the evening. And my mom just breaks down into tears, and she's like, my son doesn't have a motorcycle, because I never told them that I did the rocket scientist thing of saving up for a nice, hefty crotch rocket. And, so just going to tell people, you know, enjoy today.
So wait. 99% of not surviving, what happened?
I was in a coma for 3 days. And next thing you know, I woke up 3 days later in the hospital, and, you know, I'm all in one piece.
It's good to be alive now. I totally understand your outlook.
I was going to tell people, tomorrow never comes, and yesterday's gone, so enjoy today.
Awesome message. Alex, thank you. More coming up. Your show, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-222-2000. 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with Dan Mark. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Experience the site for free, the way a good talk show website should be. In fact, our site has more content for free, in fact, everything you can access is free, than any of those other talk show hosts, those radio talk show hosts. I'll stand by that.
I think our site's the biggest of any radio talk show anywhere.
I wouldn't mind being proven wrong. You could possibly prove me wrong, but I've been to the top talk show hosts' websites, and they just don't hold a candle to Free Talk Live. So, it's all free. FreeTalkLive.com. Oh, yeah, and buy some Free Talk Live stuff, like hats and T-shirts and classic archive DVD sets, all at store.freetalklive.com. Great way to show your support for us, since we give you everything for free, except the products, of course. We can't afford that. Store.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones, to the fun. Chris in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Chris. You're on with Ida Mark.
Hey, how you doing, boy? How you doing, guys?
Good.
Well,
what's on your mind, Chris?
I've been listening to your show for about 6 months now.
Excellent.
And I've finally decided about 2 weeks ago to register as an independent.
Okay.
I'm not just going to vote for a Democratic Party anymore. It will be the person, not the party.
So you were...
I'm a young black male.
You were a party... you were a straight party voter,
yes.
A ticket voter. What do they call it? Straight ticket voter, I guess?
Yeah, just... basically, punch one is for all.
Looking back on it, doesn't it feel a little mindless? Like, why? You're looking back at it, aren't you shocked that that's what you were doing before?
I'm disappointed, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
To know that it was just something that was told to me, it was the right thing to do, but it wasn't the right thing to do because it wasn't the issue. It was just something that I was told to do, but now. It makes some people upset, but
sure,
I think now it's the person. And you said something 2 weeks ago that really got to me. Why does the government have to take money out of my check, which I go to work for every day?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't ask me could they take it. They just take it.
That's right.
You know, why do they got to be so involved in my personal life?
Yeah. Because they know best, Chris. They know best how you should run your life. They know best what to do with the money. You're just a little person. You don't know how to spend your money. Isn't that insulting?
That's the most insulting thing? You said this like 2 weeks ago, and they made me so upset. I was so frustrated, and there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. And
nope.
Here I am. I have a congresswoman who's Miss Julia Carson,
mm-hmm.
a respectful lady, which I like a lot, but she's not about any issues that I care about. You know, and...
what are the issues you care about?
Well, this may not be big to you, but it's big to me. I have a 11-year-old son who stays with me, who goes to school from my home, which I still pay child support for.
Hmm.
In the state of Indiana, no one has addressed the issue of child support at all. You know, I still pay child support for this boy.
Wait a minute. You're paying child support for the son that you take care of?
Yes. And you know what? There's no way I can get out of it.
Yeah, if you stop doing it, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Amazing.
And there's nothing I can do about it, and no one's addressed the issue.
Right.
But they're taking money out of my check for taxes, Social Security.
And
like
it's
I can't save my own money.
And it's never enough. They can never take enough. They always want more taxes.
Yeah, more taxes, more taxes. My property taxes goes up, you know, and they just put this $150 million stadium in Indianapolis, and which is a bummer, you ask me.
Oh, man. Government-funded stadium?
Yeah. And now you got dine-in tax, you got carry-out tax. Every kind of tax you can think of, it just pisses me off, you know, and it's...
And the sad thing about voting is, unless there's a Libertarian candidate on the ballot, for the most part, you're going to be looking at a Republican or a Democrat. And essentially,
right.
All these people are doing is arguing over, I should be able to spend the tax money on this issue. Well, no.
Right.
I should be able to spend the tax money on my pet issue. And really, it's just a couple of people that want to make government bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive. And that's all they are. There's hardly a dime's difference between the two parties.
So they get in there and they compromise, the Republicans, the Democrats compromise, and they spend your money on both issues.
Yeah.
And it just pisses me off. And
well,
I'm glad, today now is one of my proudest days because I finally got the guts to call you guys.
Awesome, Chris. Well, we're glad you've been out there listening for as long as you have, and definitely continue on and keep calling in. We'd love to hear from you again. Thank you for the call, Chris. We appreciate it. You too. 800-259-9231. Awesome. And since he brought it up, I've got something in relation to his little story there. From Carla Howell, the small government, Center for Small Government. And in fact, their website is centerforsmallgovernment.com.
Is this about the child support issue?
It's about elections.
Okay. You know, I was thinking about that child support issue, and so many guys are out there in a similar circumstance as him. They have to pay child support to, you know, a court-mandated child support to a woman who doesn't have the kid.
Outrageous.
They take care of the kid, and if they stop paying the child support, the very best thing that they can hope for is that the kid's taken away, given back to the woman.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they're paying child support extortion money.
Totally senseless. It's totally senseless. All right, so this is going to be the last. If you're a Saturday-only listener for Free Talk Live, it's going to be the last show. I think we're going to have one more before the election, aren't we? We are. One more before the election. Well, anyway, Carla Howell addressing, almost every election in America is a one-way race. What's the one way? Big government. Almost every candidate running for an office with budget authority will vote for budgets that are as high or higher than the current budget. If elected, they will keep big government big or make it bigger. If their opponent wins, their opponent will vote for budgets as high or higher than the current budget, and they will keep big government big or make it bigger. Unless candidates specifically and publicly promise to work to cut the overall size, spending, and taxation of government, and you heard Chris just naming off the different taxes he's got to pay there in Indy, where it is today to something much smaller, you should expect them to keep big government big or make it bigger. Almost no candidates even address the issue of the overall size or the overall spending of big government.
No, it's not an issue that seems to sell.
Even fewer offer specific proposals to reduce it substantially. One way big government, I disagree.
You know,
they don't believe it can sell, but you just heard Chris say that he used to be a straight party ticket voter, that after hearing a few months' worth of Free Talk Live once a week, he shifted over to an independent voter.
You're right.
Awesome. It does sell.
It does sell. Many Americans want a smaller government. I think 70% want a smaller government, is the way one poll that I read said. 70% do, but the politicians themselves don't, because legislators must legislate. Otherwise, they're not legislators, right?
Right, and if you make big government handout programs and it's an easy way to buy votes so you can keep your sweet little cushy office and get paid the $150,000 a year salary or whatever, plus the nice, sweet $60,000 a year pension that you get after you retire.
Well, don't forget all the favors you grant and all the money you make with the lobbyists and all that other
stuff. Well, one way big government races guarantee big government politicians will get elected. Local candidates on the ballot today who get elected will drive $50 million budgets up to $60 million within a few years. State legislative and governor candidates will drive $48 billion budgets up over $55 billion within a couple years. They will vote for those budgets and sign them into law. The U.S. Senate and congressional candidates will drive the $2.8 trillion federal budget to over $3.2 trillion just within a few years. Every additional dollar goes into local, state, and federal government coffers that will be used to create or expand big government programs that don't work and that make things worse. Regulations that take away our freedoms. Like Dave, who called in earlier, because of some regulation, he's got to go to court on November 13th because he was passing out a flyer at an IRS office. Big government programs that harm the very people that they're intended to help. And you can't pull up one example of a contrary example to that statement. Whenever you create a government program, it doesn't matter how lofty the goal is. We're going to feed the hungry. Well, maybe you will feed some of the hungry. That's possible. But it's guaranteed.
Much more likely that the hungry will then become dependent on you feeding them and that they'll never be able to get jobs again.
And
because you'll stop feeding them if they get jobs.
And it's also guaranteed that it's going to cost way more than it would have had, say, a private agency handled that job, that responsibility. It always costs more, and it's always inefficient, and when it comes to handouts and welfare, it just gets people hooked on government handouts instead of really helping them like the private organizations do, like the Salvation Army and groups like that. Carlos says, we desperately need candidates like the late, great Harry Brown, the 1996 Libertarian presidential candidate. Harry Brown came out swinging for small government. His proposal with his campaign was to cut the federal budget by over 94%. And some people would say, that's so radical. No, it's not. No, it's needed. It needs to happen.
You know, there's plenty of candidates out there that would like to do that. There are lots of Libertarian candidates out there and Republican Liberty Caucus candidates out there. And people, you know, they don't get the money from the big parties because the big parties know that the money's in government and they don't want to give it up.
Yep, that's true. There's more to this in your calls as well. Plus, almost a majority of Americans wants to ban cigarettes. It's all coming up.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello.